Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, here it is, another Saturday night, except we're not lonely. You know, they used to say Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. It's not. We're all here. So we're going to have a good time talking about readings and maybe get a giggle or two. So I want to thank you all for joining us. Facebookers, you are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page where you are watching us streaming live. And blog talkers, you are everywhere that people in the know want to be. And if you would like to pop over to the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook, please do. We'd be happy to have you. So I really, yes, and I'm going to be your Psychic Love Doctor or any other kind of doctor except medical doctor for the next hour. We can cover, you name it. I mean, it's a wide spectrum of issues and concerns. We can even kind of look into other people's minds and their hearts to find out how they're feeling, what they're thinking. And that includes, oh boy, family, friends, lovers and significant others and everybody in a romantic sense. Also our children, what's going on with them, neighbors, coworkers. You know, you just about can name it and we can look into it. Even what's happening with your pet. So I am going to remind everyone right now that we're using only an ordinary deck of playing cards for the show. And bear in mind, this is not tarot, of course. It's not oracle cards. And it is not any other system that's out there. And, of course, there's many, many wonderful systems. I just haven't studied them, but I don't urge anybody not to look at them. So with that said, also one more last thing. I am going to be using a 24-card layout for each of your readings. That is just my own personal choice. Others like to do a random pull of a few cards. I would rather see the whole playing field, so to speak, of your life, where you're at right now and what the landscape looks like. So do bear in mind, I'll need a minute as we get your cards ready for your reading. So Jim, I'm going to turn this over to you.
All right. I want to remind everybody, the show is informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our opening disclaimer.
Yeah.
Hence, we are opening the show. Real quick also, because we have one, if you are an international caller or a viewer of Facebook Live, let us know. For instance, we have Helen from the UK.
Hello, Helen.
International shout out to Helen from the UK. How about that? All right. Next, we must talk about the number because it's primary, a call-in show, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear an automated method basically saying you get to listen to the show while you wait. If you hear the show, everything's working groovy. But when you do go live, we ask that you do the following things if you safely and legally can. Get off the speakerphone, get off the Bluetooth, crank all your background noises down, stop multitasking, doing stuff that you do when you're on hold. Perfect scenario, you're in your house, you know exactly where to go. That's nice and quiet with great cell phone reception because your call goes through cell phone world, computer world, and outer speakers, and it loses quality. The quality is not so good. Let's see. Real quick, that sound means your reading, your free reading with Deborah has ended, and we have to give you an angel card for your exit reading real quick. We got to move on. That's what that really means. You can't start asking more questions when the heart plays. No. You cannot do that. All right, but we'll see how that goes. All right, let's see. Here we go. We're going to go to our first caller.
Oh.
678, which is in Georgia. 678.
Hello there, Georgia. How are you? And what is your name?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Have we talked with you before?
Yes.
Okay. We have a lot of Kathys. That's why I wanted to check. So how are you doing?
Okay.
Well, great. And would you like to give us a little, a few details about your situation and what you would like to ask for your reading?
Yes. Relationship. Just seeing if you see I'll meet someone nice and new.
Okay. It's always a good way to start off the show.
So apparently there's nobody right now that you're dating.
Not really. I wouldn't call it dating. I don't know what I call it. So I'm just trying to, I don't know, see if something else is coming or that old relationship will work itself out.
Never know, right? Could be something, a relationship from the past.
Somebody
she has no clue has even met yet.
A lot of times it's someone that hasn't even ventured over the horizon yet.
They don't even know they're coming.
All right, so Kathy, I'm going to now lay out your cards. And Jim will keep chatting with you so we don't just have empty air.
Empty air time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's kind of cool to start the show off for love question. Because you are the love doctor.
Well, yeah.
Even though, and obviously, like you explained before, that name was coined back when computers, people were just starting to get them, and they're also like as common as a TV.
Yeah, I didn't pick it.
Right. And because it still is to the day the most common question. It's not like 90%, but it's the most common question.
Love.
Yeah, it's more than half the questions, I'd say, over a long period of time.
I would say.
Yeah. Matters of the heart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
All right, let's see.
Cards are slowing down. We've read for her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I know it's not an area code I see a lot, but the voice and the name sounded very, very familiar.
Oh, my goodness, Kathy. I'll tell you what. You have new love on the way, and it is so close. I wonder what's running in the background.
You got some background stuff going on. We hear noises.
No, I do. I hear noises too.
Oh,
we got nothing going on. Huh?
Is that better? I took you off speaker.
Yeah, that was feedback. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, whatever it is that you're in now is not what's going to remain in your future as you move forward. What I feel, honestly, is that you are going to meet somebody really soon. It could be over Christmas even. You know, a lot of people are having social events. We get together with, you know, our work friends.
Yeah, just, or you're out more, maybe out more in public shopping or just checking out lights and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
City lights.
This is going to be absolutely serendipity. It's as if the two of you are going to be in the right place at the right time. And, oh, is it going to click for you? What will happen is this relationship is really going to develop mostly, it appears to me, over text, telephone, video call, that's communication is what is here. But, you know, that is really a very good way to get to know somebody, you know, just chit-chatting.
It is. It's, you know, the days have changed and some think it's for the better, some think it's for the worse. But, you know, a lot of times people had to get on. A lot of times people had to go to bars or they liked bars
they
or
did.
Not. Some people don't even like bars.
No, not anymore, especially.
Some people do like them, but now you can go there because you like a bar. You don't have to go there to meet people.
And what I find really fascinating, Kathy, is there's a designation in the layout that is called Pure to Come True. And bam, this is where the love relationship is. And this is going to be very long lasting for you. Likely a soulmate connection that could last for the rest of your life. So I am very enthused from what I see here. And you know what? I think in our society, especially when everybody's busy, they have a lot of commitments, maybe it's better in a way to get to know each other through, say, the written or the spoken word, rather than, at least for me, when I was out dating, I did not like forcing myself to sit through a dinner or, you know, an event when I could tell this was really not the one for me. So this is a good way that I think you're going to find that you can really develop a meaningful foundation of a relationship. So it is not far away. I can't wait till you call to tell us.
When it happens.
Yeah, won't it be nice?
Do you,
now,
do,
go
you,
ahead,
do you have a description of him or anything?
Let me see. Yes.
He should have some characteristics, right?
Yes. This is somebody, I'm going to have to fall back on the cliche of tall, dark, and handsome, all right, because that's what he's perceived through the King of Spades. And an individual who is a spade is somebody, or characterized as one. It means that they are very analytical. They hold careers like doctors, scientists, lawyers, judges, police officers, working in, you know, law enforcement. But he's out there wandering right now. He is. Where are you, Kathy? He just knows in his heart that the right one for him is out there. You two just haven't connected yet. But, oh, once you do, it's going to be realistically, and I mean this, love at first sight. Of course, you know, you let it go through its paces. But
yeah, well, you would be wise to do so nowadays, especially.
You know, I see you in your cards, Kathy. You have a very loving heart. And it's time for you to be actually sharing that genuine sweetheart that you have with the right one. It's time. I'm surprised you don't have a thing to say there, Jim. Like,
well, we got the volume down on me there.
Yeah. It is time. All right. See what we got.
We have your angel card reading. Subject is angel therapy.
Huh.
Archangel Raphael, give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burdens.
Now, the one you're seeing right now, I got to warn you, is not going to take this very well. But that feeling was never really there between the two of you. From my perspective, I feel that the two of you have just been kind of what, hanging out, just sort of killing time.
Yeah, well, she doesn't have actually current real love thing going right now. Never.
Yeah. So this is really going to knock your socks off. And I'm going to say to you right now, Merry Christmas to you, Kathy, because I think you've got a wonderful new year ahead. So stay positive.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. And you watch. I believe it's going to walk right up to you. All right. That's the way to start a show.
That's the way. We like,
call us again soon.
Yes. Just
the more readings I give you, the more clarity.
Keep on, keep on.
That we can find in your cards.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Excuse me. All right, a little variety. We got Laura from Canada, another international shout-out.
Canada.
I just opened up the messenger window. So messenger now, folks, anybody that wants to, and then we'll go back to Blog Talk, folks. We got you. We didn't forget you. Bouncing around. And Mike from the UK has just showed up,
well,
another international
shout-out. And is he really Mike tonight?
Hell no.
What is that?
Oh, he's like, this is like his most common.
Is it John?
Profile, yeah.
John Bill Clinton.
Yep, this is his most common one here. The messenger window is going to close shortly. I thought Helen was very interested, and Laura just showed up. Usually one of the two will. And we'll go back again. So it's not
there'll be another shot.
There'll be another shot. Might even be two more shots because we hit it early this time, the messenger window. But I'm going to close that door here in a second. Type in it. You know, when we close it, we're going to have to close it. All right, it's closed. We're going to the next caller. You have to hang up on him now because I have to take the caller and put him live. Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to area code 219, which is in Indiana, 219. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Indiana. Who is on the line with us?
This is Alexis.
Hi, Alexis. How are you?
So I had the craziest dream last night.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
What do you want to share with us?
Yeah, so Feliciano was in the dream. I was pregnant, and he was with his baby mom, and she was pregnant, but we all was getting along.
Oh, and his baby mama were getting along?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, there's a lot of symbolism in dreams.
It seems like it, but dreams also sometimes have, like, no meaning. Isn't it weird?
Well, right.
Hers is not a good example, but sometimes you have those dreams, you're like, what was that?
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
That's what I
With you being pregnant in this dream, and is she currently pregnant? No.
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's just say the both of you are pregnant as in the dream. I have been told by a dream expert that when you dream you are pregnant, it means that a new beginning is coming to you, which makes sense.
It does.
New beginning.
But could it actually mean you are going to actually have a freaking kid too, possibly, ever?
Well, I suppose.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
It's interesting. That's probably a fun field to study and become a dream expert.
I would bet, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
well,
yeah.
And in your case, Alexis, I think that Alexis.
Yes.
Me
and my girlfriend, we still talking, so I don't know why that dream came out.
Well, this could be a premonition about the future. We've discussed your situation before. Personally, I think that you aren't completely gay. I think you're bisexual, as we've discussed. And, that means, I guess, being attracted to both sexes.
Or sometimes you just go through life and not really know where you're going to land permanently, if ever.
Exactly.
Sometimes you never, some people are kind of nomads.
It's exploring.
And I don't mean nomads physically traveling the world. Some people are just, their interests are never settled.
Mm-hmm. But I feel
that humans.
What that dream was trying to convey to you is that there will be a new beginning and that the baby mama will be part of it in some way. And it is possible the three of you could get along.
Anything's possible. It's a crazy world.
We don't know about her medical
crazy
issue that she's suffering. We don't know what's going to be the outcome of that.
So can we have a one-sentence question now?
Yeah, what would you like to know, hon?
So how do me and Jean relationship look? No, her name is Jean, Zen.
Zen? Zen?
Yeah, Zen.
Okay,
I thought
Zen.
She said Jen, I thought.
Or is it Jen? Z or, yeah, she said Z.
I don't know shit.
Zen.
I'm just here to drink.
Okay. Zebra.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. I like the phonetic alphabet there. Roger that.
And what do you want to know about you and Zen?
Is she loyal or is she cheating on me? Like, it's like when she don't answer her phones and stuff, is she cheating?
Okay, I'll ask that of your card.
Linda. Usually Dub likes to snoop with the cards like that, don't you? Well, I think because it's fun because it doesn't involve her life.
Well,
but
it's good for the subject to know what's going on.
It is, but I think it's like a little dirty laundry Deb gets to look at too, right?
What are you trying to pigeonhole me with?
I'm trying to pigeon that you really enjoy your work and you have to enjoy some of these things even because it may be bad for the other person, but you get to look in and be like, yeah, that could be me.
Well, then I do feel they have a right to know.
You feel bad. Yeah, well, everybody has a right to know. Yeah.
Many times in the past it has been me.
Yeah, and if you ask, a question, you should get an answer. And this is not a donut shop. It doesn't always have to be sugar-coated.
No, it does not.
Hey,
Okay, baby's crying. I have to tell you, I really think that this is a lady that likes her space. It isn't so much that she's cheating with air quotes. I think what she's doing is having some time for herself. And you are coming across to her.
To her.
As being very insecure. And rightfully so. I mean, look what happened with your last relationship.
Well, she's interpreting it that way, too.
Mm-hmm. It, so, yeah.
You know.
That she thinks that you are being a little bit too possessive and kind of a pot stirrer, if you know what I mean. So what that says to me is because we have the tools of choice and change at our disposal and they're very dynamic, you might want to use that information here to pull back a little bit and let her have the space she needs. You know, some people don't like to answer the phone all the time. And I know myself, there's oftentimes I leave it somewhere in the house or at the office and completely forget about it. So I don't think you should take it personal. I really don't.
Okay.
So you can see where this relationship is going to go.
Okay.
If you guys are already exclusive, that seems a little fast. You know, but they had in our day and age with all the disease and everything that's out there, maybe people have to be that way now. Okay.
Interesting sound.
We just heard a bell ring. I bet an angel just got asleep.
I heard a beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to hear that ever again.
So, don't close that door on Ono quite yet. He's under Sure to Come True, and I think he's starting to really think about you and reminisce about you. But don't you chase after him. He's got to come to you. Yes, and he still has a lot of loving feelings for you. Now, here is your angel reading.
Angel card reading time before we move on. All is well, Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
I like it.
Yeah, me
too.
These things are not clear, but they're trying to tell you you will at the end find out when they are clear.
Well, thank you for calling us. Sure.
Thank you. Call us again. We know you will.
We shall be here. Take care, honey.
Yeah, always got to like those questions. We got two back-to-back love questions.
You know what? It's funny, too. The cards are very accurate when it comes to, like you said, matters of the heart.
And, you know, that's a very common question.
And that often people will ask, can I make so-and-so love me? And the truth is, if there is no potential, there's nothing you can do.
Nada. Messenger, no.
The only thing you'll make happen is make that person feel sorry for you. And that's not a good place to be in.
And if they feel sorry for you, they're probably not going to love you anyway. Not real.
Yeah, it's got to be in the card.
Yeah, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that
so
a phrase we talked about? Yeah. No, okay, I'm opening. I guess Helen maybe couldn't hang with us. She wanted to call, but, you know, it is late there.
If she wants to.
I haven't heard from her. She was the one that was really inquiring about being able to talk and... Laura says she can't think of a question. No, you know what, Laura? Just keep thinking. We're going to open up the window again. Don't sweat it. It's cool. You didn't miss your opportunity for the night. For now, we're going to go to area code 917. Great state of New York, 917. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Who's on the phone with us?
Hi, Tina from New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Tina. Nice. I was thinking about you today.
Nice.
Yeah. Popped in my mind.
You popped in her mind.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Well, tomorrow is my birthday, so I think I'll call for a little birthday reading.
Oh, of course.
Sweet. Well, happy birthday.
Wow.
So every month you get like a Thanksgiving, like a little party, and then you get a birthday thing going on. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. I have loved it. The family has always been together for Thanksgiving and my birthday. So, yes, I love it. And I just say, allow me to be born to say thank you.
Did you ever have them when you were growing up? Did they put the Thanksgiving and your birthday together?
Yes, my mom always did that. Yeah.
Did you like that or did you feel cheated somehow?
Oh, no. I have five brothers and sisters. So I'm just glad she could squeeze me in there somewhere.
Yeah, that's true. And then, you know, it ends up being a big party no matter what every year.
That's true.
All right. Hey, real quick, Laura from Canada has wished you a happy birthday.
Oh, how nice there, Tina. Laura is in Canada. She wished you
a happy birthday. Yeah,
sorry?
You come from a big family. You got to get in where you fit in.
That's right.
It's all good.
That's right. You're right.
I do, Mom. My mom's birthday is the day after mine, so you know, my brother's on the 22nd, so yeah, it's like all of us were right around the same time.
Crazy stuff.
Boy, what was your mom doing 9 months earlier?
Yeah, let's do the math. Yeah. Valentine's Day was in February.
Was it? Valentine's Day. Uh-oh. Yeah, mommy's getting busy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, Tina, what would you like for your birthday reading?
Yeah, I'm just choosing between my two guys. I've been blessed with two great guys, Tracy and E, the pastor, the Tracy and the pastor.
Yeah. Movie, Tracy and the Pastor. You know.
Or a song.
Or a song.
Like sung to Vinny of the Jets from Bill and John. Tracy and the Pastor.
Don't give up your day job there, Jim.
I wouldn't give up my day job.
All right, Tina, what can we do for you? What do you want to know about Tracy and Ian?
They're both on whatever spirit want me to know. I have a choice to
make. Hey, there you go. Whatever pops out, one, either, or, and.
Do you like one better than the other?
No, I like them both, and they're only born like 3 days apart. So it's like I called them in. They're both Geminis.
It's like that commercial, left Twix and right Twix. Which one's better?
All right, well, let's see what's going to happen for you in starting now. With your birthday, and into this year.
That's cool, birthday reading, tomorrow, too. Very good timing. Hopefully, what's cool is she didn't ask a specific question. She just wants to know what's going around with them, too. What do you see? And we know Tina some of the newer folks that may be out there, so she doesn't have to get super specific because we've talked about
it. No, because I've had so many readings.
She knows I've done a lot of readings on these things and other things in her life. But if you're brand new, you would have to get more specific with us. That's
Tina,
all.
I'm
going to
blow
new.
Your mind right now and tell you I noticed on Facebook that you've been calling the show for 7 years.
Holy guacamole.
Wow. It didn't even feel like it.
I know.
Time flies when you're
having fun. That's amazing.
You are aging me tremendously.
Oh, well, guess what? We're all aging. It's not just you.
Yeah. Wow.
Circle
what
of life.
Lesson.
It's wonderful.
Thank you.
And
cool.
Everybody out there might think, well, she's one of their close friends. We only met Tina through the show.
Yeah, we haven't gone out and thrown darts or done shots or jello shots or anything like that. We haven't gone gambling in Vegas together or anything. Yeah. What do you got?
Oh, boy, you're going to have to make a choice at some point. Now, the pastor is really into his ministry, is what I'm seeing. And he actually wants to kind of take it somewhere. Looks like to another country. Has that been discussed between you guys? You and the pastor?
Yes, his family is in another country. Yes, that's true.
And he wants to take it there. There's in the country where the family is, there's a lot of suffering and a lot of healing that needs to happen. So he's a hands-on kind of guy. He doesn't just want to stay in a nice, clean, spiffy church, you know, and give a sermon. This guy wants to get out there and get his hands dirty and bring healing to others.
Okay.
So he comes through as an amazing mate for you. But the other guy, too, he's got his qualities.
Qualities.
Very much so. So that's why I say, wow, girl, I don't know how you're going to pick. You can't keep them both, you know, as much as you may want.
The cake and eat it too problem.
Eventually, you're going to have to make a choice. So I would put my money, as me reading the cards, on the pastor. I think your ministries will just shoot right to the stars.
I think there's a little more of a spiritual connection there, do you?
Oh, gosh. Heavenly, spiritual, earthly, you got it all.
That can make a difference.
Oh,
that could be the little edging factor, right? There's always could be the one little edge.
And I'll tell you, if choose the pastor, Tracy's going to be heartbroken.
Yeah, but doesn't somebody always be heartbroken?
Yeah, somebody's always going to get heartbroken.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. You know, that's just...
You go where your destiny lies.
That's just this life. That is life.
Oh, do you see what they like? Do you see what they like about me?
About you? Well, since it's your birthday tomorrow, I'm going to give her a little bit of something here.
Yeah, we'll take a look at what you
got.
Thank
you.
They love, first of all, and they are quite in unison with how much they care for you.
That was her phone.
They like that you are so full of heart, for one thing, okay? That's important. You are not like other females that they've met. Where, okay, let's imagine other females are in a boat and they're up on top of the ocean and they're just cruising along. You, with your thoughts and your convictions, you're a deep sea diver and you're like way down here checking out all the, you know, ocean life and, you know what I'm saying? Where they're just up here.
Mm-hmm.
Motorboating along.
I'm going to just let you ride with that one. I'm not jumping in that one, baby. You're all on your own on that
but
one.
But they don't want that. They want the deep sea diver, which is you.
Mm-hmm.
And you for one thing, your laugh. You charmed the socks right off of Kyle when he would, and he was supposed to be here tonight to do the show. But you know how to charm people into feeling good about themselves. So you are a beautiful soul, my dear. I've always
thank you.
Yes. So I'm rooting for the pastor. Everybody else out there, you can get your votes in and we can always decide for Tina. Okay, wait a minute.
My best friend said I'm going to be in the dirt road, and with no Wi-Fi minister. She's so crazy.
Here's your angel card, my dear.
Angels are coming. Prioritize is the subject. Archangel Metatron. Focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated.
You know, Metatron should walk with you as an angel. Because you've always had very high goals.
Yeah, he's probably just reminding her. Keep focused on your high priority stuff.
Yeah, there's such
isn't
a self.
Isn't he Enoch? That's Enoch.
I'm sorry?
I think he's the angel Enoch.
No, this was Metatron.
But maybe that's his other name.
Yeah, his other name is Enoch.
Oh.
I didn't know they had multiple
that's
names.
That's what I told my friends. I said, I pray so much, I'm going to turn translucent. We've been cracking up.
What do these angels have multiple names for? Are they like criminals or something? They got AKAs? What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, they have AKAs.
Yeah, come on. Pick a name and stick with it.
Yeah.
You know, aliases, like they're out there have wanted warrants out for their arrest or something. Stick with the name.
Well, that's a big dog. Metatron is
it
a
is.
Big
well,
dog.
Well, pretty much anything in this deck is a big dog. They're arch.
Yes.
Not just regular old angels.
So you know what? I hope you call us whenever you can, because first of all, we got to follow you on this journey. Yes.
Yes, I'm excited.
Oh, I am too. I am too.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're so welcome.
I'm going to take my time. I'm going to finish the PhD, so I'm not letting them rush me for that. So that's why they're being patient, and I'm pushing them to get theirs too. So that's why they like that. I'm encouraging them to go higher, and they're proud of me. Yeah.
Well, God bless you for your birthday, honey. Have a wonderful
God bless
day.
Thank you, guys.
We're here when you need us. Bye-bye, sweetie.
Thank you all. Happy holidays, everybody. Bye.
Happy holidays to you too. Bye-bye.
Do that to me.
Oh, no. Are you falling off?
No, wait.
Yeah.
Being a communist.
Well, can't you wait? Maybe it'll pop back on.
No, it just does this sometimes.
Oh. Well, anyway, that was Tina checking in. You never know if she's in New York or New Jersey.
such a delay. Messenger now, don't blog talker, we got you on hold. But with Messenger now, I wanted to type it so we won't have to wait 30 seconds. So we get to talk 30 seconds.
Does somebody want to come in?
Yeah, but it's going to take 30 seconds, well, maybe not 15 now before they hear the verbal thing that I could have typed. Stand by, I got to kill this and go back in.
No.
It doesn't kill our show. This is just Facebook, Deb.
Oh.
They're still watching.
I'm just
not there watching with them. It hasn't done that for a long time. So I guess we were overdue. I know.
Whoever wanted to call, now's the time.
Now is that time. Helen said she had pulled over.
Oh, here we got one.
Ready to
go.
There she is.
Was she out driving?
Yeah, she said she pulled over, though. Don't leave her hanging, Deb.
Hello there.
She's calling from another company.
Oh, hello. Look at you. I love that.
I got to go back get a
beautiful flower.
I've just been dancing.
Really?
Just been what?
I've been fucking rolling and
jiving. I've heard a whole bunch of words that could have sounded like something else, so I had to, you know, like, whoa, what are we doing there?
Well, it's wonderful to see you. Yes. Tell us.
I wanted to give you an update, and
yes.
I just wondered if you could sort of help me a little bit.
All right.
Obviously, you know, I've had a problem with Gavin.
Yes.
And I've had a problem with obviously my home and my ex-partner, and then Gavin, in amongst all this, he was mucking around and I left him. He hid in his house, you know, he hid in the garage and things, if you remember. And then quite a few weeks have gone on, two or three weeks have gone by. I've been quite sort of poorly, but I've been trying my hardest to get myself back out there, trying to do a couple of things on my own. Twice have I done something, but it's been hard, but I've sort of done it on my own, driven places, gone dancing, and but it's, you know, when you're in a room full of people, you can still feel very lonely.
Absolutely, but this is a start for you.
Stand by for noise.
Gone dancing.
Got it. Wrong
well, about a week ago, Gavin, I was going out to get ready to go out, and I heard the letterbox go, and I heard something drop down. And when I went to the front door, it was a letter. And I looked out the window, just out the front of the door, and I could see Gavin getting into his car and going away. And the letter, it just said he just said, "Dear Helen, I would like to help you with your current issue. And then here is some immediate help," he put. And he put £250 in there.
Wow.
So I don't know what that was all about. So I didn't respond. I didn't say anything. I just put it back in the envelope, and it's by the side of my bed at the moment. And then a week on, this week, he messaged on Thursday afternoon asking if he wondered if I'd like to go to a dance with him.
Oh. So he's trying to creep back in there.
Because this is obviously, this is what we do. You know, this is our life, you know. And I didn't respond. And as it was, I was having some crystal healing. I had a crystal healing facial.
Nice.
And some Reiki, which was absolutely fabulous, from a friend of mine who was offering her help. She wanted to help me. Get me in a good place. But yeah, so I didn't contact him, and then today I'd arranged to meet people where I went today to see the special band, and I knew Gavin liked this band as well, but obviously I knew I was going, I had people to meet there. But he messaged me again and asked if I'd like to go with him, and I didn't respond, and I just went by myself. I drove myself there by myself. It's quite a long way, but I did it again. I just wondered what's going on in his head.
Okay, I'm going to look at that, and Jim is going to chat with you.
Okay, well, I didn't get to listen to much of that. I was battling Facebook, and I finally got back in. But so I understand. What are we looking at, Deb? Give me a rundown.
Well, I have to focus on this. You could ask her how the weather is.
Oh, is the weather outside frightful?
Weather here is absolutely pouring down. I've just driven some way, and massive puddles everywhere, you know, really big, quite floody bits. So flash floods and things.
Wow.
And it's a bit windy as well, so it's not great.
That was brave of you.
Is it? Well, I guess, you know what? What are you going to do? They get lots of days like that. They're an island country.
I've been here before, but it's quite a way, and it's in the dark as well, and I don't particularly like driving in the dark.
Yeah.
I did it.
No, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. What do you got, Deb?
I've got to really say to be very cautious of him. He's going to continue these little campaigns to get your attention, to get time alone with you, but I don't know that you should trust him very much. I'm thinking what's coming through in your cards, what I'm thinking intuitively is that he's aware that you know about his financial difficulties, and he wants to try to smooth things over to, the words I'm hearing, Helen, are to shut you up, to keep you quiet. I don't think he can be trusted. There's another woman in this connected.
Hmm.
Could be a mother, a sister.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't have to be a romantic.
Doesn't have to be.
But he's so terrified of her finding out what a failure he is.
Mm-hmm.
So
it can't be his mom because she's not with us anymore.
Okay.
I'm not too sure. I mean, I've told his brother in Canada and a partner that they know now. They're keeping a lookout.
He could be projecting this through his thoughts. It doesn't have to be a woman who's physically here. He could be just dwelling on the fact that his mother would be so disappointed in him.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if there's somebody there in this man that is sincere. He seems very shifty.
It's just such a shame because I know I blame his Asperger's and his bipolar, you see.
Mm-hmm.
He's just gone so erratic and that.
That's
but this cool. is what he did last time, and he just, quite a few years back, and then he started wanting me back. When I got back on my feet, he then was trying to get back with me and trying to ask me to go places and, you know, and that.
Well, I feel he is sorry to have caused you the pain that he has. He's treated you not very gentlemanly, you know.
No.
And he knows that you've loved him deeply. But I fear the same thing will keep happening. This man needs to go get him some professional help. He really does.
But people got to do that on their own.
I did get him some help a little while, you know, quite a long time ago, a few years back, because I thought I wouldn't get back with him unless he had help.
Mm-hmm.
So I made him go to counseling. I made him go to the doctors. He absconded the first time because he was so scared. And then the second time I got in there. And then we had 6 sessions with a counsellor. He should have had 10, but he wouldn't do the 10. But they found out that they said he had traits of, he had Asperger's and traits of bipolar. Yeah.
Well, they have medications.
There's a combination of
that are coming out all the time.
Therapy.
He won't
stuff,
take
anything.
Well, then.
If a person's not going to help themselves in this time, you can only do so much for that person.
Then he's going to live in his little prison.
You know, and they say that about a lot of stuff, that there's a certain point where that person has to recognize, and maybe they won't. I don't know. You can only help them so much.
That's what I've tried to do. I've tried to help him a lot over these years, and
I've always
been there, but now...
Well, I want you to know, Helen, that if things continue where you are out and about on your own, you are going to meet somebody absolutely wonderful for you.
There's been somebody that's been messaging me.
Yes.
And we've sort of been chatting on that, but I don't know if that one's a player as well.
Well, and you might not be ready quite yet. You know, you're just getting your stride with going places alone, driving through the bad rain. That's big. You know, you've got more courage than I do. So, yes.
Yeah. I thought, well, I have to do it because dancing's everything to me. I mean, I've got my normal job, but I am a dancer, and to not be able to dance is my passion. So I find that hard. So I have to do it by myself.
I could see you meeting him or going with him to an event or a gathering. But just be careful. Don't let him talk you into anything.
That's what I'm worried about, yeah.
Well, yeah, just remember that.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, wait, now we have an angel card.
All right. The subject of your angel card reading is clairaudience, which is Archangel Zadkiel.
Yes.
Zadkiel. Notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people.
Yeah, I think you're highly intuitive myself.
Well, yes.
And the angels are speaking to you often. So, yes, I know that too.
It's really nice talking to you. Thank you very much.
Oh, I enjoy you too.
Absolutely.
So very much. Someday we're going across the pond and we are going to look you folks up. Yes.
Oh, it's lovely. That would be so
I
nice.
Would love it too.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'd be more than welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Now get home
yep,
safely.
She's got to
get
back on the road again.
Yeah, get home.
On the road again.
I will.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Now there's a real lady. You know, you can see it in the way she looks.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it in the way she talks. I think I was born in the wrong country. I really do.
Well, you know.
And what are we doing? Oh,
we're taking the next caller, which is we're going to area code 516, which I believe is back in the great state of New York.
Yay, New York. Who's on the line with us, please?
Hi, Deborah. Hi, Jim. It's Kavita. How are you?
Kavita.
Yeah, welcome.
Hey, hi. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. How about both of you?
Yes, we went out with adopted sons of ours. Yes, and we went to a place that has a buffet that's like 2-3 football fields long. It was.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, it was. So it's good to hear from you. What's happening?
Yeah. What's happening? Let's see. What are you picking up? Let's talk about Mr. Wonderful. Any new news about when he's coming in and anything that you pick up on him?
Okay, and here's the thing for everybody out there, that as long as that you keep getting readings to where that figure that is meant to come for you, as long as they keep appearing in your readings, it can take years sometimes. To see my late husband took 2 years before I finally met him. So, but we have to remember that they are also, they also have their own free will. So sometimes people will abruptly leave the stage, so to speak.
It's a free world we live in.
But what
some
is,
places that doesn't seem to be.
What is meant to be is going to come through, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look at your card for you. And we will talk again as soon as I get these up.
Yes. So I guess, obviously, this is from a previous reading where you mentioned there was something coming, right?
Oh, a few, yeah.
Yes. And did you have a time frame back then? Do you remember, Deb?
I thought it would be possibly, correct me if I'm wrong, Kavita, I thought it was about the holidays or into the first of the year.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, we have just kind of officially started the holidays, I guess. So you're in the window now, if that still holds true. But the cards will go down. You know, some things slip, right? Some timetables slip because of all the factors that are going on. And Deb will see if that still is holding true. Or sometimes it could be spring. Spring could be sprung for love. Let's see.
No, he's still here.
Oh, there you go.
And he's going through a rather unhappy period in his life. I believe I had said to you that he was ending a relationship. It had completely fizzled out. And the universe honestly doesn't want you to meet him while he's still attached. And I think that's kind of awesome.
That would be a good thing because that might not work out.
Well, and when somebody comes along that is still legally bound to somebody else, it tends to be hard to take them seriously. You know, because you don't know. For instance, I've always said, I don't want to date anybody who's separated.
Separated
people often go back to, you know, the one that they are separated from. So then I've wasted a whole lot of time.
Yeah, that's your personal opinion.
Right, but she's not going to meet him that way.
Well, that makes it a little more easy on the mind.
But he's thinking, you know, people get very melancholy around the holidays. And he's thinking, oh, here I am. You know, I've got his business is raging. He's doing well for himself. But emotionally, he's got a big empty space. And that's where you come in. And under your sure to come true designation in the cards, I am seeing that we're going to give it 3 months. Okay, let's go December, January, February. I think that something really huge and wonderful is coming to you between now and February.
Let's push to the right.
Okay.
The timetable has slipped a little bit.
I think so. But remember, the universe works with its own way in time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying. I had a feeling. I wouldn't be surprised if it's spring.
Really?
A lot of stuff happens in the spring, but I have no card. I'm just babbling. She's the card woman.
What is the saying? Something about in springtime, a young man's fancy turns to love.
Really? I've never heard that before. Okay.
But he's very distinguished, you know, Kavita. He really is.
Okay.
And
okay,
I think that he's going to make you be a little bit of a giggling girl.
A little giggle girl.
Yeah, and you know, when you meet that kind of relationship, it is giggly.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm in high school again. So it's going to be so wonderful for both of you. And as long as you keep manifesting with me, this man is coming for you. By God, he's going to come. He is going.
Any sense of how I'm going to meet him or what I need to do to meet him?
I thought it might be something in the city. Because I know you're,
okay.
Aren't you out on Long Island?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's
and
pretty populated area, Deb.
Well, what, Long Island?
Yeah.
Well, my impression of Long Island is it's kind of like Park Point back home with some very nice homes. Some not very, I mean, it's like a kind of a beach community. I mean, it's a Long Island. Why do you think?
They got a lot of damn people on that island, Deb.
Yeah, but I don't feel his presence there.
Okay,
now,
there, that's to say it like that.
And remember, I don't consider myself to be, what's the word? Like an all being. The mass mistress.
Really?
I am not the mistress of time, space, and dimension.
I thought you were the ruler of the universe.
I'm only the queen of the universe.
Ah, the queen. Well,
no.
Some queens rule.
Yes, but I'm not a ruling queen.
Okay.
So I feel like just the messenger. So
word up, dog.
I take no responsibility.
Oh, it's nice to have no responsibility.
I didn't mean responsibility. No credits. I take no credit.
They're right. Hand in hand, though. Don't.
And play. You know what? You've gone quite a long time yourself, Kavita, without love. It's right here. And, this is going to be so warmly embraced
better
by you.
Better late than never.
And the friendship between the two of you. I think he's quite an art aficionado, if you want to know the truth. And you could be in a very... typical place for you, maybe an art museum, an art show.
There's a lot of that going on in New York. A lot of that kind of stuff. That's very prominent art stuff up there.
Yeah, so you're not going to miss it. This isn't like you get to the airport because that plane is leaving with or without you. No, it's not like that.
This will find you.
that plane's going to roll right down your street.
That's right. Yeah, it's like you're an airport no matter where you go. That plane's coming.
That's funny. I've been hearing about him for so many years. I mean, year after year after year from many different people.
Yeah, well, then you know what? When you hear it from multiple sources,
you
got to pretty much think that's pretty valid.
I would consider myself in very good company with the others who said the same thing.
Like you guys are doing crafts with just different tools.
And I wanted to mention to you, I'm glad you called. I was going to email you.
Nice.
I'm going to be starting a workshop with a business called, this is Clatch. Do folks out there know what a coffee clatch is?
I've never heard that word in my entire life.
The way that I understand it from back in my quaint little Minnesota hometown, it's when, say, women or people get together for a coffee clatch. They're sitting around, they're drinking coffee, and they're talking and, you know, just.
I have heard the definition of irony tonight. Deb talked about her quaint little Minnesota town with a southern accent.
You've got to be kidding.
You said, oh, with a coffee. You said it with a southern accent. I'm like, wow, that's totally the opposite accent up there, but that's funny.
It's going to be very reasonably priced, too.
I like it.
Because I don't believe in soaking people. You know? But we're going to go through the cards. We're going to learn how to become more intuitive and how to create our own reality. I can't wait. It's in about a week or 10 days, and it'll be live. So I will keep everybody posted on that. So you just have to have faith now.
Yeah, well, she's the thing is,
I know, it's been years.
It's been years, but she's heard it from multiple sources. So that should help her faith.
Yeah.
And this card just kept coming up, so we're going to go with it. Clairsentience.
Okay.
Archangel Raguel, notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance.
Love it.
This is your card, so I can't necessarily tell you what it is.
I got a question for you, Kavita. Do you feel divinely guided in your art?
I've put it aside the last few months. I've just gotten so busy with other things, but I'm hoping to. I mean, I just feel like when I'm painting, I'm just in another dimension. I feel like I'm in another world, another dimension when I'm painting.
Well, I just wondered, but listen, it's okay to take a break. If sometimes we need that just to refresh ourselves.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with taking a break on anything you're doing.
Tap into new energy.
Sure. Sometimes it's almost like a nap without sleeping. Recharge
so
your battery.
I have nothing but faith.
Right.
This man is coming into your life, and the two of you are going to share the future together. Now it's up to you to feel the same.
And your colleagues are saying the same thing.
Yes.
A lot of people are building a house with different people use different tools. So those are other people doing the same thing with different tools.
So we're making the same house?
You're doing the exact same profession, but you're using different tools.
Right. I agree. It's wonderful to hear from you. I'm glad we were able to get
you
in. Oh, you're so
great.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Take care. I'll be in touch.
Yes,
thank you
for calling. Thank you for holding.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's end the show on another caller. We're going to go to area code 319, which is the state of Iowa, 319.
Hello, Iowa.
You're taking us to the finish line.
Yes, you are.
How you all doing today?
Good, and this is?
Nicole.
She called us like yesterday or the day before.
Well, Nicole,
welcome back.
Bring us up to date. What's going on? What's happening?
Okay. My question that I have today is, I want to know, do me and my boyfriend have a future together and will we get married?
Now, that is right to the point, very concise, and the card's going to respond in kind.
That is a perfect way. Oh, and I didn't hear how many years.
How many years has it been, Nicole?
Well, I've been with him a year and 6 months. I've been knowing him for 20 years plus.
Wow.
I think this sounds very familiar. We must have had this discussion before.
Likely.
They did, which is, it's cool. Because, I mean, knowing somebody for 20 years but not really going down that road, there's a lot of things you don't have to worry about. You know a lot about that person.
That's right. You really
know a ton of crap about that person. You could meet a new person in Merriman, never know as much as you do about that other person for that long period of time. So that's kind of getting reassuring, at least, as far as closets, things in the closet and stuff like that.
Skeletons
or police records and stuff like that. Knowing somebody that long, you know all that crap anyway, so you don't have to worry about that.
Well, you know me a lot of years.
I'm just saying, that's cool. That's kind of a cool thing. That's an advantage.
Well, this is going to seem like a movie for you.
Ooh, like a Lifetime movie or like a Skinaflax?
What?
Cinemax, they call it, though.
I think like a Hallmark Channel movie.
Oh, there we go.
All right. There's a lot of heat between you and him. This connection two of you have is like off the grid in terms of sensuality and sexuality. I mean, he's warm for your form and you are hot to trot for his.
Good Lord.
Well, that's the essence of life.
We're in high school again.
All right.
Nothing wrong with high school again. Young energy.
That's very true. And, you know, the thing is, you've got another guy coming on the scene who is really going, and it's going to come in such a unique way that it's full of serendipity. So it's going to happen when you least expect something like this to happen. And this guy's really going to want to put the moves on you. But he's very sincere. Mm-hmm. And the guy, your boyfriend now, when he realizes that another man has scoped you out, he could set his sights on you, he is going to want to make it official that you are his woman.
Oh, he's going to try to nail it down. And like, all of a sudden, I got rings and proposals and commitments.
All of a sudden,
that you haven't heard. Yeah, I got
That's often how it goes.
It does. You're right.
There's another suitor that comes along.
Yep.
And wants to wine and dine and romance you, and he will have none of that.
Yeah, and they're basically pushing a panic button.
It's like two dogs. Or two deer fighting over
the rams locking horns.
You know, I think you're going to get a real kick out of it because find out your boyfriend is very chivalrous. He's going to be like a knight in shining armor to protect his woman and his love. So it looks great.
Great.
Okay. I believe it's going to happen. All right. And you're the kind of lady I see in your cards. You know how to keep him on his toes so he won't get all relaxed and, you know, kind of take you for granted. And I do not believe he will because no other men want you. So he's going to stake out his territory and he's going to take care of his territory. I love it. I love it. Love it. There we go.
The harp shall take us.
Now, angel card time.
Yes. This when they come up, and even if it doesn't relate, there's a reason it comes up more than once. Subject is life review. Archangel Jeremiah, take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced. Remember, unbalanced.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I think it could mean
your life.
I think it could mean things like being insecure or
concerned. It can mean a lot of things. You know, when somebody comes to us for a reading or two or four even, there's a lot of things that we don't know about their life. But that could have a light bulb thing for them.
It certainly could.
But you have to, if you don't, if it doesn't affect you right now, think about it.
Yes, and I hope you keep calling us because I'm loving this. I want to see how
I
would
definitely
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Nicole, have a great rest of the weekend.
Thank you for taking us to the finish line.
Yeah, you are the one.
No problem.
You
all as well. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Yeah, we've extended the show, but all good things must come to an end. And we got stuff actually going on right after this. So
here we go.
The show keeps going. You ready?
I'm ready. The show is over. Say goodbye. Bye. All right.
about it.
We'll be back on Monday on newscontrol.com.
Sure.
He's also on blog time.
And then ask folks to check the find some of the blog. They like being
6 p.m. Eastern.